The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hillary.
Hillary, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
$3,000, Hillary. Don't be nervous.
Oh, look at you trying to intimidate her.
I'm not nervous at all.
What is wrong with you? All right, Hillary. Raven's out of here. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, that $3,000 is all yours. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Kira Sedgwick says she didn't get invited back to Tom Cruise's house after she accidentally hit the panic button under his fireplace mantle and 5 police cars showed up. Who is Kira Sedgwick married to?
Kevin Bacon.
Number two, Fire Festival attendees just won a $2 million class action lawsuit after the disgraced 2017 event happened in the Bahamas. The event was co-created by Billy McFarland and what rapper?
Ja Rule.
Number three, the Academy hopes they can boost this year's Oscar ratings by having longer acceptance speeches. What film won Best Picture in 2020?
I don't know.
Number four, Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year last night at the Academy Country Music Awards. Luke Bryan is currently a judge on what TV show?
American Idol.
And number five, this Friday is World Book Day. Amazon is giving away 10 free Kindle books to celebrate. Some of the biggest selling books of all time, number one is The Bible. Also, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and The Hobbit. Who wrote The Hobbit? And time is up, Hillary.
I don't know.
I don't know. I bet you he's going to tie you. Let's see. Come
what
on.
What do you think?
Hillary got 3 out of 5.
Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kira Sedgwick says she didn't get invited back to Tom Cruise's house after she accidentally hit the panic button under his fireplace mantle and 5 police cars showed up.
I wouldn't have invited her back either.
Who is she married to?
Kevin Bacon. That's easy.
Yes, they've been a long time. Since
very
the
long time.
Yeah.
They're neighbors. They live in this state.
Number two, Fyre Festival attendees just won a $2 million class action lawsuit after the disgraced 2017 event in the Bahamas. The event was co-created by Billy McFarland and what rapper?
Ja Rule. Good luck collecting that money.
Number three, the Academy hopes they can boost this year's Oscar ratings by having longer acceptance speeches.
What?
What film won Best Picture in 2020?
Parasite.
Yes.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd forget that. That movie stays with me.
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those movies.
Yeah. Like, I'll never forget that movie.
Deeply disturbing.
You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year last night at the Academy Country Music Awards. Luke Bryan is currently a judge on what TV show?
American Idol.
And number 5, this Friday is World Book Day, and Amazon is giving away 10 free Kindle books to celebrate.
Cool.
Some of the highest selling books of all time include number 1, The Bible, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and The Hobbit. Who wrote The Hobbit?
Is The Hobbit, it's not Martin.
No. It's J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry, Hillary. You know, he beat you 4-3 this morning.
I knew that, and I talked myself out of it.
Sure you did.
I did.
All right, we'll hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt, Hillary.
Better luck next time.
It's Hillary, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Hillary.
Ooh, $3,100 tomorrow.
That's a lot of money. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.